question was asked, what was Yosef thinking as he was playing this whole trick with the brothers? And did he have a backup plan in case the brothers had not changed? So Yosef was trying to ensure that the brothers had done tshuva. And if they had done tshuva, so then why does Yosef need to know about it? Obviously he had a backup plan.
Wait,
let's see. But what we also see is that there's a difference between tshuva that's in the mind and tshuva that's in the action. Yosef gives them an opportunity to actively do tshuva. Not just to have changed their attitudes, but also to actively stand up for their brother and be willing to stand by him even when they think he's wrong. So Yosef gives them an opportunity to actively do tshuva. That's not an easy opportunity. Sometimes we never have that in life. When else are they going to have an opportunity to turn their back on their brothers, on their brother who's about to become a slave, when they think he deserves it, and then still stand by him and say, I don't care if he deserves it. I'm not letting him be sold into slavery. So the brothers had a whole calculation why they felt Yosef should be enslaved. And then they didn't stand by him. On the contrary, they facilitated it. Now Yosef is recreating a situation where their brother deserves to be a slave. Look, he stole the goblet. He's caught. By Noahide laws, he's punishable with the death penalty. So they think it's all, someone's framing him. But they have to stand up for him. They could just as easily say, what's it our problem? You know, he got himself into this rut. What did we do? Why do we have to endanger ourselves? And they do endanger themselves. And they do stand by Binyamin. So Yosef has created a situation where they could do tshuva. Now we can add to that. Now Barbanel writes that part of Yosef's thoughts was he knew that there was a decree that the Jewish people would be in exile in Egypt. He knew there was such a decree. Everyone knew there was such a decree. All the brothers, Yaakov and his children, they all lived under the shadow of that decree. According to some commentaries, that was the thought process in selling Yosef. He deserves it. Let him bite the bullet. Let him be the slave. Someone interpreted that way. But the Barbanel writes that Yosef's intention was, I'm going to take Yehuda into slavery, and he will fulfill the decree that we should be slaves in Egypt, but I'll give him the good life. He'll be a slave under me, and I'll take good care of him. So on the one hand, we'll fulfill the decree that Hashem said. On the other hand, I'll ensure that it plays itself out in his favor. And then, v'lo yachol Yosef litapek, Yosef just couldn't hold himself back. When the brothers started pleading before him, when he saw Yehuda crying before him and saying, how could I go up to dad without the kid? Who knows what will happen to my father? Then Yosef lost control. That's when Yosef says, get everyone out of here. And then he reveals himself because it didn't work out the way he planned. That's the way the Barbanel learns. The Barbanel learns that this was not his plan. His goal was to leave Yehuda there. And Yehuda wouldn't know it, but he'd get preferential treatment, and that would let itself play itself out. We can add to that, Barbanel, that perhaps Yosef thought that when he was a slave, that was a fulfillment of the prophecy. Hashem had said, your fourth generation, Avram, is going to be slaves in Egypt. So here Yosef was fulfilling that. Now what's going to happen next? Yosef got out of slavery. So are all the Jewish people going to go into slavery? Yosef doesn't want that. So then perhaps Yosef thought, if I find a way of getting one of my brothers here, and I'll do it in a way that it's good for them, so then who's the trusted one? Who can stand up to the test of Mitzrayim? Yehuda. He's the chief rabbi. He'll be a slave in my court. I'll take good care of him. And perhaps Yosef wanted to preclude what ultimately happened, which was all the Jewish people coming down and ending up as slaves in Egypt. So I'm saying if we develop the Barbanel slightly from where the Barbanel took it, we could say that maybe Yosef also thought that his enslavement was a fulfillment of that original prophecy. And then he said, okay, let it happen like this. It didn't work out. And you see that Yaakov Avinu right away understood that the descent to Egypt would be one of enslavement. Even though they were accepted warmly and treated graciously and they were relatives of the king, Yaakov understood where it was all headed. And I think it's safe to assume that Yosef also understood where it was all headed. With regards to what Yosef was thinking, those are two approaches. There are more approaches.